This episode of the Disney Nerds Podcast is brought to you by TouringPlans.com. Spend less time in line and more time riding your favorite attractions. Visit TouringPlans.com.
Hey everybody, it's Stacy from Must Do Disney, and you are in the place to be, the Disney Nerds Podcast. Check it out.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the Magic Worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 286 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? And welcome back to the show. This is Ed, and we've got a big announcement tonight. Before we get to that though, I wanted to really quick just touch base on all the great emails we've been getting from people with questions and things like that. We are going to be getting a show that will be reading emails, so please bear with us. We're going to get there soon. For tonight, our co-hosts couldn't be with us again. I apologize. It is just me. But this announcement is so cool that I just really can't wait. If you've been with the Disney Nerds since the very beginning, you were with us with the podcast. From the podcast, we moved on and started our blog and started putting out those great, great posts. From the blog, we moved on and we had a live show, which we're now very regular every Tuesday night. I think we're almost 2 years of that, which has been very, very fun and incredible to do. Since then, we have also come out with a great YouTube channel. We've got Instagram and Twitter updates that come out all the time. Those posts are pretty cool. And our Facebook channels are going incredible. We have the Disney Nerds Podcast Facebook page, and we have the Disney Nerds group page. Now, I'm so happy to introduce our newest endeavor, Dream Finder Radio. Online, Disney-themed park, resort, movie, any type of Disney-themed music. You can check out Dream Finder Radio at dreamfinderradio.com. That was all one word, Dream Finder Radio. And you can also check it out at a number of different of online radio stations. And on the page, there'll be a couple of different streams you can kind of click on and see what's going to work for you. We found out that at different people's works, some come in easy, some don't. On the phone, it seems like all the different links worked pretty well. As for the name of the station, we came up with Dream Finder Radio. Well, of course, we all know who Dream Finder is, Figment's great friend, the Dream Finder. And in essence, we all are Dream Finders. Whether it has to do with Disney or not, anybody that's this caught up into a fascination, like the Disney properties and the Disney world and things like that, you just can't help but being dream finders. And everything that we have to do with this radio station, I think all tie into the whole theme of dream finders. So the name of it was pretty easy. Between Jimmy, myself, and Lisa, we brainstormed and came up with that pretty easy, which was really awesome. So the idea behind the radio station was we wanted to bring the music that kind of means the most to us. If you think about it, anytime you hear any of this music, it always brings back whatever memories. So we want to cover a lot of different aspects. We're going to do a lot of music from the parks. We're going to do a lot of music from the movies and from the old shorts. We're going to do a lot of music from the resorts. Believe it or not, there's a whole library of different background loops and such like that. We also wanted to cover the attractions, the rides, the shows, the music that we know so well, and the audio that just brings us back to the parks or calms us down or just makes that day just seem that much better. So here's an example. One of the best songs or one of the best soundtracks, background loops, whatever you want to call it, that I know from the parks is from Epcot. And I've heard this song so many different times walking through Future World, around Interventions, around Spaceship Earth, the memories of walking over the sidewalks with the stars shining up at us on the way out of the park, and always to hear this song. And I'm very guilty of this. I use this a lot as our background music. So let's bring up the volume and take a listen to a little bit of the Interventions loop from Epcot. I really like that cut of music. I'm not sure exactly why, but it sticks with me so, so well. Okay, so the next cut we're going to play that we're always going to be able to find on the radio station since we're 24/7 is going to be some music that we get from the Magic Kingdom. One of the aspects of the Disney parks that really stick out are the characters they create. The one character I think that is pretty cool, and considering he is in a restaurant, is Sunny Eclipse. So let's listen in as Cosmic Ray introduces Sunny Eclipse.
Ladies and gentlemen, Cosmic Ray is proud to present the biggest little star in the galaxy. Direct from UNORC City on the planet Zork, put your hands together for Sunny Eclipse and the amazing Astro Organ.
Whoa! Hello! For you Earthlings just joining me, I'm Sunny Eclipse, bringing you the sunny side of entertainment from UNORC City on the planet Zork. That's where I got this amazing Astro Organ. Picked it up at a pawn shop. Got it for a song. But hey, I love being here in Cosmic Ray's beautiful Starlight Lounge. In fact, I wrote a little song about the menu. So without further ado, here's some musical food you can taste with your ears.
Cosmic Ray Starlight Cafe is a super galaxy franchise. The menu is from outer space, including the fries, Starlight soup and salad, and his blast-off burgers too, and ice cream from the Milky, Milky Way, arriving trips from rocket ships especially for you. Starlight soup and salad, and some cosmic chicken meat. Light years away, old Cosmic Ray sends him to his restaurant for Earthlings to eat. What a treat! One day I said to Cosmic Ray, my pay is really slightly pallid. I'd like to get a Cosmic Ray's today, but instead he gave me soup and salad. Zappa zappa, soup, 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 salad, do. Soup and salad, that's the only thing that Ray don't lack. So go up to the counter and place your order, then pick it up and turn around and bring it right back. Poppy soup, soup, salad-y-doo. So place your order, pick it up and bring it right back.
I'll be waiting for you. Thank you, thank you. You're too kind. Hey, Cosmic Ray, if you're out there, I was only kidding about the raise, man. Actually, folks, Ray pays me weekly. Very weekly. Well, I can see my old buddy Mike Feedback, the technician up there in the control booth, has given me the signal to take five. Now, don't go away, because we have some very special entertainment to follow.
The next three clips we have are from our group of in-betweeners. Basically music that really isn't song length, but is cool and really kind of pertinent anyway, and definitely fun to listen to. So we're going to listen to three different clips. The first one's going to be pretty obvious in that it's a Muppet Show opening from one of the Muppet Shows from past times. We're also going to hear Walt's dedication of Disneyland, and we're going to finish up this little set with a zippity-doo-dah tip of the day. You remember those from Disney TV when you're down at the parks?
Ladies and gentlemen, it's the Muppet Show!
Did you know that George the janitor is so cheap that his wallet has an unlisted pocket? Am I too hip for the room?
To introduce this record, that's what I'm here to do. So it really makes me happy to introduce to you
the first original, genuine, no money back guaranteed Muppet Show cast album.
But now let's get things started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational Muppet Show.
To all who come to this happy place, welcome. Disneyland is your land. Here age relives fond memories of the past, and here youth may savor the challenge and promise of the future. Disneyland is dedicated to the ideals, the dreams, and the hard facts that have created America, with the hope that it will be a source of joy and inspiration to all the world.
You also never know when I'm going to throw, you also never know when we're going to throw one of these in. Always love to hear the Disneyland opening and maybe what was on this week.
Walt Disney's Disneyland.
When you wish upon a star, make no difference who you are.
Each week as you enter this timeless land, one of these many worlds will open to you. Frontierland. Tall tales and true from the legendary past. Tomorrowland, promise of things to come. Adventureland, the wonder world of nature's own realm. Fantasyland, the happiest kingdom of them all. Presenting this week, the Disneyland Story.
Time to get a little highbrow now. We're going to pull out the 100-piece orchestra And we're going to get the conductor to bring up an incredible rendition of a song that we all know very well, and something that the Walt Disney Company has taken into its heart like you wouldn't believe. Anything Star Wars themed is always going to be great in my book, and on the radio station. We're going to hear a lot of it. Now, the next cuts we're going to hear two real quick ones coming up. The first is the monorail song from way back when in Disneyland. When the monorail was such a brand new type of transportation system, it was considered futuristic. Next, what we'll hear is something that we're a little bit more familiar with. Some of the announcements that we're going to hear every time we go to Walt Disney World on the monorail down there. Anything Star Wars themed is always going to be great in my book and on the radio station. We're going to hear a lot of it. Now, the next cuts we're going to hear two real quick ones coming up. The first is the monorail song from way back when in Disneyland. When the monorail was such a brand new type of transportation system, it was considered futuristic. Next, what we'll hear is something that we're a little bit more familiar with. Some of the announcements that we're going to hear every time we go to Walt Disney World on the monorail down there.
Out on the Seven Seas Lagoon and Bay Lake, you can see some of the boating and water sports activities. But what you can't see from our monorail are things like golf courses, campgrounds, nature trails, tennis courts, the Polynesian Village Resort, and just about everything else for a family vacation. Incidentally, you can take the World Cruise over both the lake and lagoon aboard old-fashioned side-wheel steamships. You'll find them docked at the Magic Kingdom entrance. Just ahead is one of the real wonders of our world, the exciting Contemporary Resort. In a few seconds, we'll be passing directly through the center of the Contemporary's tower building for a look at the spectacular Grand Canyon Concourse. As we ride through the Grand Canyon Concourse, you can see one of the largest ceramic murals ever created. It's 9 stories high, and it's made up of 18,000 hand-painted tiles. Elevators running through the center will carry you high above to the top of the World Restaurant, where famous stars entertain. You can see many of the guest rooms high in the sloping walls, overlooking the restaurant terrace and shopping plaza below. In addition to the Towers building, the Contemporary Resort also features lakeside living. Additional guest rooms are located right on the shores of beautiful Bay Lake. You're invited to return to the Contemporary Resort anytime by simply taking one of the local monorail trains from the Magic Kingdom. They'll drop you off right at the Grand Canyon Concourse Station.
Of course, that's from a couple years ago, but I'm not complaining. I think it still brings back that same nostalgia of riding the monorail. What we're going to do next is some of the shows of the parks. So we have a whole selection of different songs and different shows that we've recorded from the Walt Disney World parks, and we're going to bring them to you. Now, what we're going to do is basically on the station, it'll either be in song format individually or the show themselves. We do have 2 hours a day set up for the shows to be played, just the one show, and that'll be randomly chosen every day, which is pretty cool. We also have the same thing set up for attractions and rides at various hours of the day, and you can check the schedule on dreamfinderradio.com. That'll tell you when we'll do these different things. So we'll have rides at the twos, perhaps, so 2 o'clock, 4 o'clock, 6 o'clock. We're going to have shows, we're going to have parades, we're going to have fireworks, all scheduled throughout the day so that you can tune in and check it out. Now let's check out a show that was in, then out, then back in, and now back out again of Epcot, Captain EO.
The cosmos, a universe of good and evil, where a small group struggles to bring freedom to the countless worlds of despair. A ragtag band led by the infamous Captain EO.
This planet doesn't look so dangerous, Idy.
Is this it, Odie?
We'll see. Oh, we better find that landing beacon.
Hey, Hooter, we're almost there.
Oh, boy.
Don't get too close or you'll trip their intrusion alarm.
Yeah, don't blow it, you guys.
Relax, there's no problem.
No problem. Intrusion alarm!
Battle alert!
Battle alert!
Don't panic. That's what got us into trouble the last time.
What? It wasn't our fault, Nestor.
It was Hooter's fault.
Right, it was Hooter's fault. Oh, Hooter!
Straighten up, man. It's the captain.
Good morning, Captain.
It looks like we tripped their intrusion alarm, sir.
Idy and Odie flew it. They got too close.
We're going in.
Sir, the ship is in absolutely no condition to go into battle. I thought we'd begin by cleaning up Hooter's bunk.
Rust bucket.
Hooter! Listen, the command considers us a bunch of losers. But we're gonna do it right this time because we're the best. We don't, we'll be drummed out of the core.
We won't let you down this time,
sir. We're going to do it right.
That's right. We'll be perfect, sir.
By the book.
Okay.
Captain, there's something weird out there.
A patrol ship.
I thought so.
The next two clips are what we consider the oldies. Anything before 1960, 1950, we'll call them the oldies. The first one we have, and it's kind of a funny thing because a couple years ago they came out with the movie Ferdinand the Bull. Well, this is the song from the original Ferdinand the Bull from way back when. And we also have a song by Jiminy Cricket called the Encyclopedia Song. And I guess you're going to figure that out pretty easy why it's called that. Here you go.
Simple.
This could be about anything. And if you're like me, you'll wait and see. For I've got curiosity. Curiosity, people say, killed a kitty cat one fine day. Well, this may be true, but hear me. Here is what to do for curiosity. Get the encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A. Encyclopedia, if you want to know the answers, here is the way. Just look inside this book and you will see everything from A clear down through Z. In the encyclopedia, E-N-C-Y-C-L-O-P-E-D-I-A.
I love those old educational Disney songs. There's so many good ones out there. What's the musical one? Toot, Whistle, Plunk, and Bump or something like that. And there's the Color song, the Spectrum song. There's the Mathematics song. There are so many really, really cool ones, and we're going to hear a lot of them on Dreamfinder Radio. Now, before we finish up for today, what we're going to do is hear one attraction that I know everybody out there is going to love. What's cool about Dreamfinder Radio is that we'll have a bunch of different attractions, and what's great about it is that we're always going to the parks, so we're hoping to get a lot of fresh recordings also to keep adding to our collection. So I'm not even going to tell you what this is. I know you're going to know it. I tell you what, though, listen closely, because this is a version of this attraction that's very specific in the soundtrack, and you can hear a lot of stuff that you don't normally hear when you're on the ride itself. So did you hear in the different sections where you heard voices? You don't normally hear that when you're on the attraction itself. Soarin' is so great. And as you noticed, this was the previous version or the original version of Soarin'. And you know, we'll have the other version too. We've got three different versions of Carousel of Progress. And basically what we want to do is bring you the attractions that are in the parks now and the attractions that were in the parks way back when. Okay, guys, so we're going to finish up today's show with a fireworks show that is no longer in the parks, but is one of my most favorites. And I tell you what, every time we hear it and every time we see those old videos that we took, it really is an exciting thing to see. We're going to hear Wishes, and I hope it brings back some of the good memories for you that it does for me.
Possess a gift or two. One of them is this. They have the power to make a wish come true.
Starlight, star bright, first star I see tonight. I wish I may, I wish I might. Have the wish I wish tonight. We'll make a wish and do as dreamers do.
A lot of you folks don't believe that about a wish coming true, do you? Well, I didn't either. Of course, I'm just a cricket. But let me tell you what made me change my mind. You see, the most fantastic, magical things can happen, and it all starts with a wish. is a powerful thing, especially when it comes...
So I decided to end it right at that little break. Did you know that Wishes is 19 minutes long? I tell you what, though, if you want to hear the entire thing, definitely check it out on Dreamfinder Radio. It's going to be on the radios. It's going to be out there. Okay, guys, so that's it for show number 286, the preview of Dreamfinder Radio. I hope you guys go out there and check it out. I've been having a real fun time setting it up with Jimmy and Lisa's help, and I really, really enjoy listening to it. I was on the way back from the Jersey Shore this morning. It's about a two-hour ride. I was listening to Dreamfinder Radio the entire ride. It was a very, very fun listen. And to be honest with you, I set it up. I know what music's on there. I know what music's coming up. I still really, really enjoy it. So go ahead, check it out. And I tell you what, if you want to send us any questions, definitely let us know what you think about the show, about the radio station, about anything that has to do with the Disney Nerds podcast, about Walt Disney World or any of the Disney properties, or just about almost anything. Jimmy, how can everybody get in touch with the show?
You can email us at questions at thedisneynerdspodcast.com and email us individually at ed@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, jimmy@thedisneynerdspodcast.com, etc. You can send us a message on Facebook to the page, The Disney Nerds Podcast. Join our group, Disney Nerds. Instagram at The Disney Nerds Podcast and Twitter at The Disney Nerds. Make sure to check out the website, www.thedisneynerdspodcast.com, and watch the live stream every Tuesday night at 9 o'clock Walt Disney World time.
Okay, guys, so that's it for 286. Thanks for listening, and go check out Dreamfinder Radio. We'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.